Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood, and welcome back to another episode of the dopest Fatherhood podcast out, the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. This is episode 53. Man, we're flying right through these. A couple of weeks ago, I released episode 51 of the podcast and talked about reselling with your kids. I love teaching my kids about money, and since I'm an entrepreneur myself, it also gave me the chance to educate my son on how to conduct business. It was shared over 1,000 times, and the numbers of DMs and emails I got from it was crazy. Many of us came up on reselling things, and it was dope hearing from all the dads on how they used to do it and how some to this day do it and now want to include their own kids in it. Dads came through and shared tips on how to make reselling even better and even asked for more information. I heard you loud and clear. I'm working on part 2 now, but I need your help. If you know a dope dad that happens to resell products, let me know. I would love to chat with them on the podcast. Your topics, your questions do go a long way, so keep sending them to me. I read them all. Send them to james@cool4dads.com. That's james@cool4dads.com or on any social media channels at Fatherhood is Lit. I'll include that in the show notes below. Fathers need fathers, so remember to subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating, comment, but most importantly, share the podcast with other fathers. Not only will you be able to put them on, but we can continue to grow and continue to serve our dad gang. Hook us up so we can continue to hook you up. This week, I wanted to talk about getting your quality time in with your kids. We all know that our presence is way more important than the presents we give them. But during this pandemic, how do we spend quality time together? Not just time together. Since COVID has started, our digital rules have taken a backseat. We used to let our kids play their digital devices before, but now they play with them even more. They help keep all three of my kids busy while mom and I try to figure out our lives. With so many questions in the air, like will our schools ever open again? How do we parents pay all the bills while fighting for jobs that don't even exist? And the most fearful question of all, how can we stay safe while keeping them safe? All of those things keep us distracted. Letting them get distracted by a device while we focus on things that seem important is the easiest thing to do. Those things can distract them for hours every single day. The only time they will talk to you is when the Wi-Fi goes out, they can't find a charger, or if they're hungry, leaving you with an abundance of time, or so you think. Adults, just like kids, get bored. And to be honest, I miss being able to go outside and playing with my kids. As much as I would like to say I can spend the whole day practicing my baby-making skills, playing the stock market, or simply surfing the web, those things get boring after a while. I need more, and being home together doesn't equate to spending time together. One more time for the gang. Being home together doesn't equate to spending time together. Let that sink in. My kids are fooled by this, but I'm not. I know that my kids are in their own little world with these distractions. Sometimes they include each other, but most times they are zoned out doing their own thing. That was fine when this whole pandemic first started. But now I'm getting bored, and I want time with my kids. I want that quality time with them. You ever felt like that? That feeling of always being there, but never really getting fully active with each other? That feeling took its toll on me, and I remember a few weeks ago deciding I was going to do something about it. I wanted time together with my kids, but I also wanted that time to be meaningful. I walked into my living room after a Zoom call with my dad clients and told the kids and wifey to meet me on the living room floor. They all looked at me like I was crazy. Dad on the living room floor? Man, dad is not flexible. Dad sticks to the couches. But for this time, I'm cool with it. Let's go jump on the floor. Wifey was watching World of Dance while surfing the net. The kids were all on YouTube laughing at other kids playing video games. Fucking weirdos. Oh yeah, we tackled the effects of video games with Hip Hop Gamer on episode 12. You should go check it out. It was pretty dope. I told them we were playing Trouble together, since it was an easy game for everyone. The kids groaned and pouted. I was taking them away from YouTube, something they watched all fucking day, to spend time with Dad. They started acting like it was the end of the world. at that moment, you can either double down on your presence or say, fuck it, do you. They gave me 100 excuses as to why they didn't want to play that game. My favorite excuse was that it was too easy to win. So I offered other games, which, you guessed it, came with another 100 excuses why we shouldn't play it. I stood my ground and told them we were playing Trouble with a simple rule in place. First to win two games wins it all, and we can stop playing so they can go lose themselves in the virtual world. It's a simple goal, but it can guarantee at least an hour of time together. They didn't know that. Sometimes a simple, we are playing this together, works. But other times, you guessed it, we have to use threats. Yep, I'm that dad that will bribe his kids or threaten them if I want something. If you never had to bribe your kids or threaten them, you are one lucky dad, and I need to hear how you do it. For me, threatening them goes a long way, especially when you offer to log into your router and block all devices from your internet. Oh, that shit strikes fear into their hearts. If your kids are like mine, then they are spoiled. So taking away a little from them won't hurt them no matter how much they whine about it. And man, will they whine. Funny thing about it, sometimes after all the threats and you actually start to play together, smiles start to form. Shit talking begins and the whole family gets involved. They forget how much they complained for a moment. But you know there are times, just like last night, when my oldest was pouting the whole time and even hit me with the "this is a waste of time" line. I mean, he tried everything he could to get out of it, messing up the experience for all of us, but that still didn't get him a free pass. I was the bad dad making him do something he didn't want to do, and he let it be known. I'm a dick, so I just laughed at it and kept picking on him the whole time. Wifey didn't like that part, but it made the game way more fun for me. Hey, sometimes the best way to educate them is to use them as an example. And man, did I do that, whether it was right or wrong. Besides kids complaining to get out of it, you eventually get the smartness out of them. My kids realized that the rule could be manipulated to their advantage, which I kind of expected. The first day, I let it happen just to see what they did. They made a simple pact. Help whoever won the first game win the second game. Brilliant idea, and it actually made the game more fun. The kids were trying to get out of spending time together. I was fighting to keep us together and laughing inside because they swore I had no clue what was going on. I guess I now know how my parents felt when I swore I was being slick and they just watched me do things. They were so busy trying to help each other win that they didn't see my plan unfold. I made sure to not let them win. At first, I was upset. I kept thinking in my head, these little assholes don't get it. They're trying to game their way out of here and all I want is to spend time with them. I started to justify punishments. Like if they win by doing that, then I'm just going to have to shut down the internet anyway. I'll tell them that I shut it down because when you play with me, you better play to win. But that wouldn't have done anything in hindsight anyway. Kids are weird. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. Instead, I played 1v3, making sure no one won twice, not even me, until everyone won a game. It wasn't about who won the game. It was about the time that we spent together while playing. They didn't know what was going on and kept telling each other that their plan had failed. Wifey, the snitch that she is, told them what I was doing when she noticed I had the chance to kill my middle child's peace, but needed him to win. The good thing was that no one knew what was going on until it was too late. We got our last game on, and I can't even remember who won. It didn't even matter. All I do remember is telling my kids, "You guys thought you were slick. Dad is the god of this. That stuff doesn't work," and laughing all night. I needed my time with them. I threatened them, and then I took the game into my own hands by not letting them trick me out of a good experience. Talk about making my presence felt. That shit felt good. And we ultimately got an hour or so together that had went to the internet. Instead, we spent quality time together. They learned not to try to game dad, and I got to see their minds at work even when they were trying to get out of it. They might not always enjoy that I forced them to spend quality time together, but hopefully, when they are older, they will laugh about it with us or their own families. I can't wait to hear them tell my grandkids, "Dad was such a dick. He would tell us to come play with him, and if we didn't, he would shut off the internet. What a douchebag. We used to hate it, but we had some great times together." That's what I'm waiting for. Then I will fire back by embarrassing them and telling their little soulmates how much they pouted, how much they complained, and how they acted like big babies at times trying to get out of it. Ah, the life. Sometimes we dads take the easy route. It's easy to let the kids play on their devices all day long. It gives us freedom in a world where kids never let you be free. Just try to run and hide in the bathroom. It won't last that long. But then there comes a time when we the dads need some quality time together. It's not soft to want to build a relationship or even dope memories with your kids. What's soft is having the opportunity to enjoy each other's company and taking the lazy or easy way out. That's soft. And any dad that tells you fathers shouldn't yearn for quality time together with their kids either has too much time with them or just doesn't get enough time with them to understand why it's important. As we continue to fight this COVID pandemic, remember, being home together doesn't mean you're spending time together. Force your kids to interact not just with you, but with each other. That 1 hour of real quality time together can provide you with a lifetime of memories. If a bribe or threat gets you there with your kids, so be it. There's no blueprint to this. Pick a time, pick a game, set the ground rules, like first to win two games wins. Take the game into your own hands if you have to, and make your presence not only seen, but felt. We matter, and so does our quality time together. Presence over presence is our motto, and real dads like us make it a reality. We win. Fatherhood is lit.